Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Amen. Make no mistake about it, and be sure to tell all the world. This day changes everything. More precisely, the first Easter, the day when Jesus rose again from the dead, that has changed everything. Jesus had, of course, predicted it. The Old Testament foreshadowed it time and time again. And still, it was not expected. The dead, after all, stay dead. The disciples were not there, camped out at Jesus' tomb, waiting for him to rise. The women hurried to the tomb that first Easter Sunday, not to see the resurrected Jesus, but the crucified and still dead Jesus. They were there to complete their unfinished work of preparing his body for that its final resting place. To say one final goodbye to their teacher, their Lord, their friend. And oh, how sad it truly would have been to still find Jesus in that tomb. And oh, how terrible it would be if Jesus had not risen from the dead. What a truly sad existence and life this would be, with no hope for a future. To live only a portion of a century, then to be gone and forgotten forever. That is what the unbelieving world believes is real. But that is what is destroyed by Jesus in his resurrection. Thanks be to God. What Mary Magdalene and the other women found on that first Easter Sunday was the empty tomb. The stone had been rolled away. An angel had descended from heaven, creating a massive earthquake. There he sat upon that stone, awaiting the women's arrival to announce the resurrection of Jesus. And you can sense that powerful angel's utter joy when he says, "See, I have told you." But all the signs were there that this was now the time to rise. Solomon, in his divine wisdom, wrote the words of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." God has made it perfectly clear that he is the God who does kill so that he can make alive again forever. He is the God who wounds so that he can bring perfect healing. The Hebrew people lamented that they would die by the hands of the Egyptians as their backs were up against the wall of the great Red Sea. And yet God raised them from that certain death by bringing them through the waters on the dry land. Now God had destroyed all the world through the waters of the flood, and yet he preserved Noah and his family, keeping them safe in the ark, a promise of the resurrection from death to life. And Abraham faithfully obeyed God's command and prepared to plunge the knife into the chest of his dear son Isaac. But God rescued Isaac from that certain death, raising him to the new life as the son of promise. And the blessed prophet Ezekiel was given the great vision of the valley of dry bones. Following God's command to prophesy over all those bones, Ezekiel spoke and life was given to all the dead. Time and time again, the Lord God has seen fit to foreshadow the defeat of death and the victory of life. And when the Lord Jesus himself was asked for a sign, he gave the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The time to rise had come. Jesus Christ is the first fruits of those who are risen from the dead. And yes, there had been others who were raised from the dead before by the power of God, but they would go on to die again. But not Jesus. Death no longer has any dominion over him. And he will grant the same to you. For you have died. Paul writes in Colossians 3, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And again, in Romans chapter 6, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And it does not get any better than that. You have been given Christ's own death and his resurrection, the simple waters of baptism, the fruits of his work upon the tree of the cross, forgiveness of all sin, eternal life, and salvation. Those gifts are yours now and forever. And your time to rise from the dead will truly come. But for now, it is your time to live. Time to live in Christ Jesus with all the joys and all the blessings that he so freely gives. Paul Gerhardt, the author of our hymn of the day, boldly proclaimed these truths. This is a sight that gladdens. What peace it doth impart. Now nothing ever saddens the joy within my heart. No gloom shall ever shake. No foe shall ever take the hope which God's own Son in love for me has won. And the truth of Christ's resurrection promised also to us, grants us the power to endure all that this life has for us. The world against me rages. Its fury I disdain. Though bitter war it wages, its work is all in vain. My heart from care is free. No trouble troubles me. Misfortune now is play. And night is bright as day. Nothing else compares with this, the joy that Christ alone brings. Nothing else in all the world, in all of creation, can inspire anyone to such hope and joy and peace and confidence. the disciples of Jesus. They went from being locked up in the upper room out of fear of their own people, that they would suffer the same fate as their Lord Jesus, brutal and torturous death, to going out publicly into the Jerusalem temple, into Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth, proclaiming the good news of Christ being raised from the dead. And when commanded by the authorities with power and might to cease and desist, stop your preaching, they could not. We must obey God rather than men. For what can man do to me? If I die, Christ will raise me from the dead. So believed the martyrs who joyfully died for Christ. And no, we as Christians are not promised an easy or perfect life in this world. In fact, bearing that sacred name of Christ given to us in the waters of baptism, that may certainly bring us persecution and hatred and division and rejection. But Jesus knows all of this. Blessed are you when others persecute you and revile you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. With the disciples of Jesus, filled with his grace and his spirit, we then consider it a joy and an honor to suffer for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ. Now is the time. The time to live in the grace of Christ, knowing that our time to die will come. But because Christ is risen, the time to rise is sure to follow. And you and all believers in Christ will rise again from the dead, never to know death again. Now I will cling to Christ forever, my Savior true. My Lord will leave me never. Whatever he passes through, he rends death's iron chain. He breaks through sin and pain. He shatters hell's grim thrall. I follow him through all. For it is as the angel was so pleased to say, Christ is risen. And that changes everything. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in the risen Lord Jesus, now and unto life everlasting. Amen.